is why it's been proven to be safe. The vaccine's been out there a long time now. There are not legitimate religious exemptions because the leaders of all the organized religions have said there's no legitimate reason, and we're going to win that in court in a matter of days. And so this is so unnecessary.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
See, the problem is,
well, my goodness gracious,
I hope you heard what she said. I hope you heard what she said.
It's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended
they spoke
knee, talking to the man from Galilee
with all of the leaders
the voice so sweet. I thought I heard
from
the
organized religions.
He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will.
See, the problem is people have thought about the Christian faith as an organized religion, and it became an organized religion. It gained legitimacy with the system that is Babylon, and as such submitted itself to the system that is Babylon. So now what you're seeing is the true intent of the system of Babylon, as far as it's concerned. If you are submissive to it, then you must comply with it. And if it says bend the knee, then you will bend the knee. If it says kiss my ring, you will kiss its ring. Unless you decide to leave. And the problem that most people have is they don't want to leave Babylon. Most people would rather comply with the demands of Babylon than to leave. Most people would rather fall in line with the wishes of the system than to leave. Most people would rather do as they're told than to retain freedom. Because what they realize is they never were free. They know that. They were never free. They were just convenienced. They had everything at their fingertips. And what they realize is that they don't truly want freedom. They truly want convenience. They don't want to be left alone. They don't want to be independent. They want freedom. Excuse me. Compliance, ease of use, comfort. They want comfort. And the problem with that mindset is that so long as you chase comfort, you will never have liberty. And that's how she can come out and say stuff like she said. Did you hear what she said?
Said there's no legitimate reason. We're going to win that in court in a matter of days. Religions have said, because the leaders of all the organized religions have said there's no legitimate reason. We're going to win that in court in a matter of days.
Who did you speak with as it pertains to the Christian faith? Because if you're, one thing you have to understand, the Catholic Church has a leader, but he is not the leader of the Christian faith. So if you struggle with understanding this, I want to make it easy for you. The Protestant denomination, the Protestant fork of what was the Roman Catholic Church, has no leader save Jesus Christ himself. So the question becomes, did you consult Jesus when you made this directive? When you say you spoke with all of the leaders of every organized religion? Because if you did, now you're mixing church and state. What's the problem there? I don't know. But my message really is to those of you who are Christians. And actually, even it goes further than that. See, religion was never meant to be organized. It has benefits when it's organized, but it has a lot of drawbacks too. It was never meant, and see, this is what they don't get. Why do you think the Christian faith was such a threat back in the day, to the point where they persecuted us, to the point where they came after us? We didn't stand up against them. We didn't seek to overturn anything. We didn't seek to take any rule, any power. None of that. Do you know what happens? What happened? Why it was such a threat? It's because it was decentralized and it made a difference. They couldn't go after a leader. They couldn't go after a specific person. Babylon had no one to attack, so it attacked everyone. Why would it do that? Because we were encroaching upon its domain. You couldn't pay people. You couldn't keep people sick anymore. You couldn't. Healings were taking place. Every other god was being debunked and torn down. People didn't need the system because we developed community. And I think we're there again. I think we might be there again. Where the body of Christ comes back together and says, if you want to do that, do what you want to do. But as for me and my house, the body of Christ, we'll come together and we'll take care of each other. Maybe that's where we are. Maybe that's where we need to be. Maybe Acts 2 is relevant again. Maybe coming together in houses, feeding our elders, feeding our women and children is where we need to be again. Not even because of a shot, but because of a system that is Babylon, that is seeking to impress itself upon innocent people who don't deserve this. You've got people who are men, women, children who are affected in the most disgusting ways simply because they don't want to take a shot. And this is where the church comes in. This is where the body of Christ comes in. It's not about just being in a building. It's not about just being shouting. It's not about just dancing and giving money to the organized religions, because you see where they lie now. I don't even think the church needs the money at this point. The system. The organized religion. You know who needs the money? The unorganized ones. That are willing to do the things, that are willing to take the risk to help people. And I think maybe we are at a point of decentralization again.
Working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on.
Maybe we're at a point where we have to come back together as community. But who did you speak to, ma'am? Because there is no organized, there is no leader of the Christian faith, the body of Christ. save Jesus Christ himself. Our pastors are the lowliest of us. They're our shepherds. They're not leaders, as you would have it be said. Who did you speak to? And I love how her statement makes it seem as if she spoke to your direct leader. And there's nothing wrong. Well, you didn't speak to me. Because I would have told you that this body is the temple of the Lord. I would have told you that if it's offensive to you, then it's sin. So yeah, there's something wrong. Because in my spirit, or in the spirit of any believer, if you in your heart are convicted, but you do it anyway, then it is sin. Well, the Bible doesn't list it as sin. You're right. It doesn't list a lot of sin, a lot of things as sin. But if the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, then it's sin. The one who has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. You cannot grant a religious exemption or ban, excuse me, shoot down an exemption. Knowing this verse. So who did you speak to? So I don't know. And maybe this is for all of you who still struggle. You live in a system called Babylon. You live in a place called Babylon. And I can't make it any clearer to you that we live in a fallen world, that you don't belong here, that your eyes should not be set on making this place as comfortable as you can make it, but should be set on going home. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. Go home. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down.